Today's daf in Masechet Sotah, brought to you from Eretz HaKodesh, is daf Chof Zayin. We're holding on the bottom line of Chof Vav Omud Beitz. Omar Shmuel, Isa Adam Duma, Velo Isa Bat Duma. Shezo Ba'a Mitipa Kshira, Vezo Ba'a Mitipa Psula. So if a person is in a position where basically he does not have a decent woman to marry, he only has a woman of very bad reputation, and she's assumed to be a person who's had all kinds of affairs with others. Now, remember that there is a concept of a technical duma, duma damata, that we had before, which lamaisa some of the Rishonim compared to over here, but it isn't, as Tosis points out, it can't be meant literally, because the halacha is over there that we will aser, and you have to be motzi on that basis. Certainly not going to tell you that it's okay if you're in a pinch that you should choose that woman. It's talking about over here a woman who has a bad reputation. So therefore, you would think that, okay, I mean, you don't want to get involved with someone like that who may end up being mizana, should become asura to you, and so on. But don't marry the daughter of such a woman, because over there you've got a real problem. If she has been going around and sleeping with others besides her husband, so then you have to be chayshish for a mamzerut. Or, I mean, this woman, zo ba'amitipa kshira, v'zo ba'amitipa psula, because, I mean, even though she has herself a bad reputation, but lamaisa, you do not have a chashash of mamzerut over there. Masha'inkein, this one actually comes, possibly, because since her mother might actually have conceived it from a mamzeret, so better not to marry her. Rabbi Yochanan says, no. On the contrary, because the daughter lamaisa, there's no reason for us to assume that there is a mamzerus problem, as we're going to see. Shezo omedet b'cheskat kashrut, v'zo ena omedet b'cheskat kashrut. Mashenkin, the woman who has been sleeping around with others. So memela, we have to keep away from her, because after she gets married to you, she might be doing the same thing. And if she becomes asura to you, so then you will not know about it, and you're not going to end up divorcing her because you won't know, and therefore you'll end up sleeping with a woman who is asura to you all the time. Masha Einkein, when it comes to the question of the daughter, we're not going to say, since Rov Be'ilot Achra Baal, as we're going to see, there's no problem of worrying about her actually being mamish a mamzer. Mesveh, ask the Gemara on Rabbi Yochanan. In the Braita it says, Nosei Adam Duma, which is exactly the opposite. Omar Rava, come off it. I mean, this you think is a decent Braita to rely on, but Tisbra Nosei. You know what the word Nosei means? It means go ahead and marry her. That's ridiculous. Obviously, it doesn't mean Nosei Lechatchila. You're not supposed to be, nobody holds. You're supposed to be, go ahead and marry such a person. All that we spoke about is in the event that you are stuck. You don't have anybody to marry. There's two possible women that are available. One is the mother and one is the daughter. Which one should you marry? The mother of the, who has all of these reputations and therefore might have caused mamzerus on the daughter, or the daughter who has a cheskes kashrus, but certainly not no say. You're never going to say no say. That's not the way to put it. You could put it that way only where you present the possibility. Take X and don't take Y. That, yes. So anyway, the brayta you're going to have to fix, right? You're going to have to say that the brayta really meant im nasa duma. So then it's okay. You can hold on to her. You don't have to divorce her. So then if that's the case, you have to be metakein the brayta. So put in the words tininami bat duma. Maybe that's what it said. I don't know. This brayta we have to ignore. The halacha, in fact, that's exactly how we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, because we paskin like Rav Tachlifa Bar Ma'arava. The Tony Rav Tachlifa Bar Ma'arava kamedu Rabbi Abohu, isha mizana banei akisherim. Even if all the rumors about her promiscuity are correct, there's no reason for us to be worried about a chashash of mamzerus on her daughter. Why? Rov bi'ilot achar haba'al. Because lemaisa, you could be soymech on the rov, that even if she's been sleeping around with others, certainly she's more likely to have conceived from her husband. Boy, Rav Amram. Okay, I mean, you can say that under normal circumstances, but a woman might have had an affair, or you know, but mostly she's going to be exposed to her husband. But the question is, how about in a case where I taprut sabioter mahu? I mean, imagine a case where Lamaisa, we have grounds to assume that she's been sleeping with others more than her husband. So would we be able to be Samecha just because of the fact that she has a husband that rov bi'ilot achrabal? I mean, maybe over there we really have to be chashish for mamzerut mamash, even on the bat. So let me, first of all, let's imagine what the situation is like. We're going to have, well, we've had, but we'll have Bezrat Hashem again. Indeed, the question is, where is a woman most likely to conceive? So it's a machlokas. Woman, the Omer says, she's most likely to conceive by the time of her tefillah, which is when she would probably be ovulating. And that would be when she concludes her nizirut, her nidut. Or maybe she is more likely to be mitaberet right at the end before she begins her period. So if you hold according to the Man D'Omer that it's somuch levista right before her period, lo tiboelach, de lo yada bavalo mintarla. Now it's talking about over here, according to Tosfos, this woman doesn't have a veset kavua. So the husband doesn't really know when she's likely to conceive. If the husband would know when she's likely to conceive, so then he would take precautions around that time, because even though he knows she's screwing around with other men, he does not want to have a child that he's going to be raising as if it's his own child and he's going to be paying for somebody else's kid. So he's going to take, even though obviously he's aware of the fact of what she's doing and he doesn't divorce her, so he doesn't exactly have high tastes about his wife's behavior, but he's certainly going to make sure she doesn't get pregnant if he can. But here he doesn't know. So over there, since he doesn't know when that's likely to be, if she doesn't have a veset kavua, so he can't take extra precautions at that time. V'lo mintarla. Kiti bo'elach. Ali b'damandi yomar eini shemitaberet ala sabach l'tfilata. According to the other mandi yomar, that lamaisa, that likelihood is that she's going to conceive around an ovulation, which is around her tefillah. That he knows about. And because of that, he is going to be extra special careful. So the question is that good enough? My, given the yad b'neturim interla, do we say that even though she's prutza bioter, since he's aware of the problem, he will do his best to prevent her from getting pregnant from anyone else? Maybe the idea is that since she is so promiscuous, so there's not really anything that he could do. I mean, if she hops into the bathroom in the restaurant for an illicit liaison with somebody, I mean, what's he going to do about it? He doesn't know the difference. And because of that, there's not really any way for him to protect himself. And therefore, we should have to be cheshish, maybe from mamzerut, literally in that case, and we don't have a right to say that she's bamiti pakshera. Take problem. By the way, there happens to be a very strange machlokas, I mean, which the Beit Shmuel for some reason holds that this issue would only be nogea, being machmir for a kohen. Everybody is doche, because the mashmaut here, where did he get the right to insert that we're being more machmir over here, like abitakuna? But it's just interesting to note that there is such a rashita. Okay. Next thing in the mission that we had is that the Beis Din will take action to be mekaneh a woman where the husband is imprisoned, or the husband is a cheresh, or the husband went crazy and he's unable to protect himself from her. So, Tana Rabbanan, it could have said in the parsha of Saita, ish ki tistejto. And instead it says, ish ki tistejto. Why does it say that? L'rabot eshet cheresh, ve'eshet shoteh, ve'eshet she'amum, v'shalach ba'ala l'medinat hayam. Remember we had before, eshet she'amum is not included under shoteh because he is not insane, but he is not able to respond. He's a depressed person. And basically you'll tell him, you know, you better do something about your wife, or you better do something about the Kohen who's constantly involved in doing tenufa online. And he doesn't even realize that Tufa Online is in kosher. He just keeps doing it. But he's too depressed to do anything about it. So he's Meshua Mam. Okay, okay. Fine.
Chaim Mayerfeld doesn't understand what just happened.
Chaim Mayerfeld, I want to introduce, because he hasn't been here before, but Chaim Mayerfeld has been my friend for, get this, 70 years plus. And we have shared everything together, from farm life to learning how to drive at the age of 8. Everything else that you could possibly imagine. Candling eggs, whatever. So anyway, it's good. It's good to have him. Okay, so in the event that her husband is incapable of response, so this comes along to tell us that a Beit Din is mekanin lahen leposlan miktuvatan. So the Beis Din can be mekaneh, not as we saw before, to be mashke, as we'll see in a moment. And the truth is that we're only mentioning, as the Rishonim point out, that the point is the poslan miktuvatan is to be mechadesh, just the case you missed the Gemara before, that you do need hatra'ah in order to be able to be mafsid the k'zuva, because there were other issues that we brought up. So it doesn't mean that it's going only according to that man diyomar. Yochalaf lashkotan, you might think that he could even, the Beis Din would be able to be mashke, Talmud lomar vevi ha'ish et ishto, but not the Beis Din. It's even though we have ish, but this is not the ish that was tachat isha. A little bit confusing, right? So we're including the Beis Din as the other ish, so to speak, but not in terms of the one who's going to be able to be mashke. Now, Rabbi Yossi says, why not? Because l'kishyetze ba'ala mibeit ha'asri yashkena. The fact that this kinui is essentially, as we saw in the Gemara before, is essentially being done in terms of zochin l'adam shalo b'fanav. And we're assuming that this is something that he would have desired. If that's the case, so they're acting in as a shliach. In which case, why would he not be able, when he gets out of prison, why would he not be able to go ahead and to be mashka on this basis? You'll note that it doesn't say in the Gemara that he could be mashka when he recovers from his depression. That's interesting. I mean, it could have mentioned all of those cases. So some learn that Einachinami, if there's a mental problem, as opposed to a physical problem, so then that kinui, since he wasn't shayach to being makana at that point in terms of the din, the kinui is not going to help for him to be mashki, afilo alib the Rabbi Yossi. Anyway, what's the basis of machlokas between Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanan? Rabbanan savre bi'inan v'kine ve'hevi. Since the pasuk puts together the two issues, v'kine his b'kane et ishto, and then v'hevi ha'ish. So it's imagine the same person who did the kinui, he's the one who should be mevi. So if that's the case, if someone else did it, even if they did it as a shliach, such as the Beis Din being mezaka, he would not be able to be mashka on that basis. Whereas Rabbi Yossi Sofar, he wasn't derech the smichas of v'kine v'hevi, and because of that, you can have one person doing the kinui, which is marba from ish, the Beis Din, and you have the husband, when he gets out of prison, he's able to go ahead and to be mashka. Tana Rabbana, asher tiste isha tachat isha. So remember at the end of the whole parsha, zot torata kena'ut, all of a sudden we have this repetition of Torah, which tells us that there's a something, we darshan this before, this was part of the machlokas Rabbi Yoshi and Rabbi Yonatan, about whether the second case of isha tachat isha, which is another ribuy of tachat, whether we darshan that legabe the shomeret yavam or not. Here we're darshaning that this is makish. Remember, we mentioned before, we're going to see if you don't use it for the din of, as Rabbi Yonatan did, you go to Rabbi Yoshi. So what are you going to do with this posik? Why does it repeat isha tachat isha? That's lahakish ish li isha vi isha la ish, and we never said what that was about at the time. So now the Gemara wants to clarify, what is that referring to? What is that hekesh about? Amar of Sheshes, it means like this. L'ma hilchata. K'shem she'im hu suma lo haya mashke, dichtiv ne'el lami ine isha. If he were blind, he can't be mashke. Why? Because as part of the description of what happened in the case of the Sota, it says that she was hidden from the eyes of her husband. That's how we define the Nistara. So that means he has eyes that he would have been able to see with. If he cannot see, so then it wasn't referring to a case like that. But of course, that shouldn't have any implications regarding the woman. Comes along the Torah to say, Isha tachat Isha, that actually whatever the din is by him, he also applies to her. So kach in hi aita suma lo aita shota. Rav Ashi says, yes, but you only explain one direction. Let me explain the other direction. We said it's to be makish each to the other, right? What do we learn out from the woman that would apply to the man? Ha! In the same way that if she can't stand because something's wrong with her legs or she has an amputated hand, so in that case, she is not going to be shota. How do I know that? We have two different dinim over here. First of all, stand her up. If she can't stand, then she's not included in the din. Furthermore, we have the halacha of the tenufa in which he has to put the mincha al kapeha. So if she doesn't have hands to hold it, she's not included. Therefore, I say from the hekesh, kach hu. If he was a chigero gidem, even though his hands and legs don't serve any purpose in this whole story, nonetheless, the Torah is b'chadesh, lo haya mashka. Mar bar Rav Ashi omar, kishem shi ilemet lo hayta shota. You're forgetting one other thing. A woman who cannot speak, she's unable to be shota. Why? Because it says, Va'amra ha'isha, amen, amen. This hekesh is also b'chadesh, that even though the Torah never demands that he says anything, afal pike, kahu im haya ilaim, if he's unable to speak, lo haya mashka. Hadran alach arusa, will be back, Bezrat Hashem. And this is a word from our Capitan. Kishem shamayim bodkim ota, kach hamayim bodkim oto. Now, we've had this before, but this is a fascinating Mishnah, because this Mishnah goes off into all kinds of other things that have nothing to do with anything that we had in Sota. So it happens to be, and as Rashi suggests, look, I mean, it appears that the connection of the opening of the Mishnah to the long drushes that we're going to talk about further is that this drusha that we're about to say of Uva'u, Uva'u was said on that very famous day where that same Kohen that waves around all day long, I think he was the one that set up the Chachomim in Yavne. But anyway, so the story was that in Yavne, Rabbi Gamliel got into major political controversy by the way he was treating Rabbi Yoshua. And Lechvedash Rabbi Yoshua, he was replaced with Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. That's the famous story. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, all of a sudden, he looked older, so it should be Roi that he should be appointed, but he was really only 18 years old. Look at me. I mean, I look like I'm 72, you know. This is now Chas v'Shalom. So it happens sometimes. So the din is that what had happened over there was remarkable because Rabbi Gamliel had been makbid only to allow the right people into the Beis HaMedrash. The right people, those according to him were people who were tocho kavoro. So that means that they didn't have hidden insights. If they were a mensch, then they were a mensch inside as well, with all of the other nyanim of tocho kavoro. Anyway, so Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, when they appointed him to take the place of Rabbi Gamliel, he cut out the admissions requirements, and anybody who wanted to was able to come into the Beis HaMedrash, and they were mostly for a tremendous number of shares on that day, and what it says over there was, Oto Hayom, so that day became known as that famous day, and on that day, Lo Hayah Davar Shelo Pirku, there was nothing that they didn't deal with in the Beis HaMedrash, all of the Sveikas from all of the years betoch that there was such a reboy of Talmidei Chachamim that had never been there before, and there's so much exchange and so much fascinating new learning. So because of that, they ended up taking care of all of this fake code that they had. So since this drasha of uvo'u uvo'u, Rashi suggests, we don't have really a basis for it, but Rashi suggests it would appear that this was the drasha that they were derish by Sayyom, and because of that, we're including all of the other things that were said bo'otu ayom. I have a little bit of a suggestion, which may be a reach, but it's a fascinating thing, right? We just spoke about the question of the way in which im haita yoledet shechorim, yoledet lefanim, that lemaisa, as we've pointed out, this is quite an astonishing thing, that in every case that we find that we utilized the mesota, we ended up bringing bracha, essentially. So the woman over here has misbehaved. Totally. I mean, it's outrageous, as the Rishonim point out. She's still called a Saita, even if she was innocent, because the way that she's acting is not correct. Going around, hiding out with guys, I mean, this is crazy. Can you imagine? There are women that even go into elevators. Anyway, so if that's the case, why would we have that she has, I mean, even according to, remember, Rabbi Akiva, she could become for the first time fertile, even if she wasn't fertile before. We find exactly the same thing happens with David HaMelech when he digs the Yesodos of the Beis HaMikdash. He has to use the Meseta with the Kal V'chomer to be Meicha the Shame, and it ends up that he brings up the water table where we have Chamesh Esrei Shir HaMala is based on that. It's unbelievable. So everything was more fertility based on misbehavior. That could be the basis of this whole thing. Remember that Chidushei Torah are considered to be fertility. Like Ben Azai said, right? So Ben Azai's Chidushei Torah, that was his fertility. So in the Mele, it could be, okay, you're right. Rav Gamliel is 100% correct. Like the Gemara says, you know, maybe, at least in his dream, they showed him all of these, you know, empty bottles. Terrible. Chilul of Torah, bringing in all these idiots into the Beis HaMidrash. But afa piken, you know. Once you've got more fertility, you've got more fertility. So therefore, we have all of these libudim. Anyway, it's an interesting remez, right? We just came off of those sugyas. Usually a parak always introduces the new issues. Okay, so we start off. It's Domer to Tocho Kavaro. Yeah. Nothing wrong.
What
are
we saying?
If you don't mind using English, it would be much easier.
What are we saying? Were these guys really rotten people and yet they could have shit, or was it just misjudging them on the surface?
Now that's a broker sugi. That's not for us over here. But the relationship to Saita is very sweet. Okay. Lamaisa, the Gemara says that it wasn't right. It was just to make him feel good that he had that dream. Okay, so the question over here is when we darshan that the water works in two directions. It's bodek her, but it's also bodek him. We're assuming that him, as we'll see in the end, is referring to the suspect. And now, is the drasha from uvo'u uvo'u twice, or is the drasha from the extra vav on uva'u? That we're going to see later on. The Gemara is going to take a look at this. And because it's interesting that the very next words sort of open up that issue. Kishem sha'asura leba'al, kach asura labo'el. Shenemar nitma'a v'nitma'a. Now look, this is actually a drasha of the extra vav. This is the Zot Torata Kena'ot. So one of the nitma'as that are mentioned is, there are actually four that are mentioned. One of them was referring to vadai, so we don't even deal with that. That was the question that we utilized for Ma'aser Grushot, so and so on. But is the diuk here clearly is from the extra v'nitma'as, as we're going to see. So that means that we're being derish. According to Rabbi Akiva, we're Doresh the Vav. There's somebody extra. Amar Rabbi Yoshua. Kach haya Doresh Zecharia ben HaKatzav. Yes, actually, that was the same drasha that I had heard from Zecharia ben HaKatzav, whereas Rabbi says, no. It's not the extra Vav. We don't Doresh the extra Vav. It's that we have the word Nitma'a mentioned twice, once as Nitma'a, and once as vinitma'a, and that's what we're darshaning, not the vav. That is Echad the Baal, Echad the Boel, and we're going to see the way in which each one of these psukim are used. Aliba the Rabbi Akiva, and Aliba the Rabbi. Bo Bayom, Dorash Rabbi Akiva, so that same day, which was that famous day in which Rabbi Gamliel was replaced, and we had opened up the Beis HaMedrash by Rabbi Elizabeth Azariah, the Chol Klicheres Asher Yipol Mehem El Tocho Kol Asher Betocho Yitma, points out Rabbi Akiva. Why doesn't it say Tameh? Kol Asher Betocho Tameh. Why does it say Yitma? Yitma means the same as Yitameh. It can be Metameh something else. And that means that we learn out an amazing halacha from here, because let's think about it. We're talking about shratzim that are falling into a kli cheres. And it says, kol asher yipol mitocho yitma. What happens when a sheretz falls into a kli cheres? It is metame the kli cheres. Remember, it does not mean that everything that's in the kli cheres is as if it touched the sheretz directly, which would be called that it's mole tuma. It's not mole tuma. How do I know it's not mole tuma? Because it says kol asher betocho mi kol ochel asher yeachel. If it was mole tuma and it had a cup in it, why wouldn't the glass become tame? If everything is mole tuma, then a kli that touches a sheretz is makabel tuma, right? If you're telling me the only thing that can be makabel tuma is food, mikol ha'ochel, so then you're telling me, well, it's not that the inside of a kli cheres actually is the equivalent, let's say, oil ha'meis, which everything in which the oil is as if it touched the meis. No. Something falls into the kli cheres becomes tame. Then the kli cheres is metame in its airspace. That's the point. So, if that's the case, then the sheretz falls into the kli cheres. It makes the kli cheres an avatuma? No. It makes the kli cheres a rishon l'tuma. The kli cheres now is metame, the kikar, let's say, it's got a pita in it that's cooking. We're talking about a tanur. So what would be the din over there? It would become a sheni. And it says yitma, which means yitame acherim. Aha! That means that a sheni can create a shlishi, right there in the pasuk. Absolutely beautiful. Therefore, this teaches me it can be metame acherim, limed al kikar sheni shemetame et ashlishi. Beautiful. Now we know. Om Rabbi Yeshua, my God, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, what a shame that you died before this happened. This is an amazing day. Mi yigale afar me'enecha, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. We should wake you up from the grave. You used to say all the time that Torah is being totally forgotten. You know what's going to happen one day? One of these terrible generations to come is going to claim that a kikar shlishi is tohar because we were never able to find a mocker. Shayita omer you, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, you used to say atid dor acher l'taher kikar shlishi she'en lo mikra min haTorah shu tameh. And now, Rabbi Akiva, from these further generations, he's a Talmid of a Talmid, and he's maybe lo mikra min haTorah shu tameh. We don't want to call him a Talmid of a Talmid, because Rabbi Akiva give him the chashivas that he's as if he's a direct Talmid. Shenema kol asher betocho yitma. You missed it. They got it. Bo bayom dorash Rabbi Akiva. This is another beautiful pasuk, because it says on the one hand, and the Torah is talking about over there, the Arei HaLevi'im. So remember that all of the Shvatim had to give cities to the Levi'im. We ended up with 42 cities plus the Arei Miklat were also given to the Levi'im. But we've got this weird contradiction, says Rabbi Akiva, in the Pasuk. On the one hand it says, Umadotem michutz le'ir pat ked ma'al payim ba'amah, goes through every single side of the city. And it says you've got to measure out from all sides. Alpayim ba'amah, says Beferish. Alpayim ba'amah, that is 2,000 amot. And it goes through 2,000 amot to all sides. Now, how do you explain the fact that it also says, Mikir ha'ir v'chutza elef amah saviv? I mean, make up your mind. Are we talking about, it says, mamish, one next to the other. Migrishei ha'arim asher titnu la'leviim, Mikir ha'ir v'chutza elef amah saviv, in all directions. Then when it tells you all, it spells out the four directions, And but that's because, remember, that what we do with the city is we create a square along the directions of the earth, and we even it out. So it doesn't go according to the actual size of the city, and it doesn't go according to the circle around the city. So that these are important differences in Saviv and in Madotem, as it goes, Mechutzler Pat Kedma Alpayim Bama, Et Pat Negev Alpayim Bama, Et Pat Yam Alpayim Bama, Et Pat Zafon Alpayim Bama. Fine, I understand, but that's all very nice. But what do you do about the fact that first it says Elef Ama Saviv, and then it says Alpayim Bama? Well, I mean, obviously, Yev Shalomar Elef Bama, you can't say that the Levim only get an Elef Ama, Shikvar Ne'amar Alpayim Bama. But on the other hand, you can't say that we give them Alpayim Amot around their cities, Shikvar Ne'amar Elef Ama. Haketzat. I explain it as follows, says Rabbi Akiva. Elef Ama Migrash, Alpayim Ama Techum Shabbat. So actually, the Levim were only given 1,000 Amos to be theirs. And the 2,000 that we're mentioning over here, that is the measurement vis-a-vis the dinim of the tchum. And remember, that's why we have the tchum. We have the ribua of the tchum because we make these cities miruba. That's exactly the point. Rebbe Eliezer ben Asher, Rebbe Yosi HaGlilei Omer, no. The whole thing is for the Levian. We're talking about giving the Levian alpayim bama. Elef ama migrash, the alpayim ama sadot uchramim. So what it means is, the total that you have is 2,000. This is how Rashi learns. The Rambam doesn't learn it like this, as we'll talk about in a moment. But that we give them 2,000 amot in all directions. The first 1,000 out of those 2,000, this is Rashi's pshat, the first 1,000 has to be parkland. And if you can't put anything there. So it has to be, you're not allowed to use it for agricultural purposes, for building. It's just pure parkland. And it's got to remain open. The city comes up in the middle of it beautifully, and it's completely surrounded by green. Okay. Out of the next 1,000 amot, that area can be used for agricultural purposes, and that's for the Levian. Great. The Rambam learns, no, it doesn't mean there's a total of 2,000. It means like the Pashas of the Gemara. The Elef Amah, that's the description of the city. That a city has 1,000 amas of park. This is a lot. This 1,000 amas is a lot. It's a half a kilometer of parkland around that nothing else can be put there. And then you have 2,000 amot. Besides that, that 2,000 amot, that's what's given to the Levian. The 1,000 amot of parkland is considered to be part of the city itself. Okay, that's the Rambam's approach. Another din that Rabbi Akiva said, Bobayom. Bobayom darash Rabbi Akiva. Az Yashir Moshe Avnei Yisrael et Hashira Zot LaShem Vayomru Leimor. What does Vayomru Leimor mean? I mean, yes, we do have HaKadosh Baruch Hu Vayomer HaShem Leimor, which would mean that Moshe is supposed to say over these things to Bnei Yisrael, but over here, who's he talking? He's talking to Bnei Yisrael. So what do you mean? Vayomru Leimor? Ma Tamad Lomer Leimor? That Moshe would say to them, okay, Ashira Lashem ki go'oga'ah. Now you guys do it. That's the Lemor, okay? Ashira Lashem ki go'oga'ah. In other words, you have to say it like the Shliach Tzibur would say the Hallel. Hodu Lashem ki tov ki le'olam chazdo. So then everybody's going to say, Hodu Lashem ki tov ki le'olam chazdo. And that's the Lemor. Masha Einkein, the Kachnemar Lemor. Masha Einkein, Reb Nechemia says, no. It was Lemor Kikornet Shema, Lo Kikornet Halel. The whole point over here is that there was a nace that everyone was Zeichet Ruach HaKadosh, and that they all had the ability to say it at the same time. The same way when the Chazan is Poreis Al Shema, the way it's supposed to be anyway, if you're a Sephardi, at least you know how to daven. So over there, everybody can say it together. Everybody knows it. I don't need to hear from him what to say. He's the one that says it aloud, and everybody goes along. Is that the way they do it in Roma, Dvora?
They sing all together.
Perfect. That's like this Gemara. There you go. So that would be the way that they do Shema. And that's what happened at the Yam. Everyone was able to say exactly the same words at the same time. We spoke about on Pesach, that they said it from totally different points of view, though. Bo Bayom, the Rosh Rabbi Yeshua ben Hurkanes, I'm moving away from Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yeshua ben Hurkanes also said things on that day. One of the things they said was, Lo avadi yovet HaKadosh Baruch Hu elami ava. As we're going to see, they used to think that Eov only was a Yorei Elohim, because that's how he's referred to. But actually, underneath it all, Eov was Eved as Hashem out of love. Shenemar hein yikteleni lo ayachel. Even if he's killing me, I would still only feel desire for him. Now, if you just read that pasuk, you don't really know 100% what that means. So there's a lot of different pshatim in why we don't know 100% what this means. There's a lot of beautiful pshatim, but l'maisa the pashtus is that we have a kri and a ktiv. We have a kri lo ayachel lamed vav, and we have the ktiv lo ayachel lamed aleph. So now, which one is the real meaning? This may have something to do with the question of Tocho Kavoro Habanea. But anyway, Adayin Hadavar Shakul. Does it mean Lo Ani Mitzapeh? I will be looking for HaKadosh Baruch Hu no matter what? Or does it mean, well, if he's going to kill me, any Mitzapeh, then I have nothing to look for. So then I'm not going to. So Talmud Lomar, Ad Egva Lo Asir Tumati Mimeni. Until I'm actually dead, I am not going to get shaken away from my tamimus, and my relationship remains completely loyal and whole. There you go. So now we know how to read it, correct? Malamid Shmi Ava Asa. Rabbi Yeshua again was nispoil. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, this is a day, baby, let me tell you. Halavai, that we would be able to get your eyes open in the grave. Mi galah afar mi anech, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. You used to say your whole life, Hayita doresh kol yamecha shelo avad Eov et HaKadosh Baruch Hu elo miyira. Shenemar ish tam v'yashar, yirei Elohim v'sar meira. And you assumed that that yirei Elohim was a darga of yiras ha'enesh, and that he was only interested in what he could get out of it, or what he could avoid in terms of consequences. But now we see, comes along Yehoshua ben Hurkanes, a Talmud of your Talmud. He's a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva. And he's telling you, you see from here, that he was Eved mi Ava, which means that we could change all of the things that we used to think. But those, by the way, who argue with the Rambam about whether a Bezdin that comes later has a right to throw out a drasha from an earlier Bezdin, remember, the Rambam paskins that the idea that ein bezdin, that you cannot have another bezdin, is derech divrei bezdin chaver olim ken godol mimenu b'chochmo b'minyan. According to the Rambam, that is only referring to takonas. But as far as drushes are concerned, let's see, if bezdin was derech something from the midah shater and the drushes bam, and another bezdin comes along 1,000 years later and disagrees as to the implications of that drasha, they have every right in the world to disagree. And Adarabba, it's only the HaKohen HaShe'a by Yamim Ahem. And you go bedafka to what the Bezdin Shebi Yamecha is saying. And therefore, in all of these cases, there were drashas that maybe for thousands of years people believed otherwise. And on that day, they came and they were doch, even though you couldn't say they were Bezdin Godol Emenu. That's good for the point. Mi Yigaleh Afar Me'enecha. You used to talk about the low-class people that are coming in the future generations. This is how they were derish, and this is how we're makabel. Okay, Rabbosai, it's been a joy. What can I tell you? May we be zocha to meet again with the good graces of HaKadosh Baruch Hu.